horizon was about to belch its first streaks of gold and rose when their fire was lit.
Well, get it done, big brother. Make them scared.
Just keep a place for me.
You got it. Right beside me.
Holt lifted the buffalo skull into the air with outstretched arms.
Akahitu!
The Comanche word for listen was one of the few he knew, including food and friend.
Akahitu! Eye for an eye! Tooth for a tooth! Bacon and beans! Beans and bacon! Eating goober peas! Eating goober peas! All that glitters is not gold! Oh, Lord, make this work! Long live the Confederacy! Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil! To be or not to be, that is the question! Song of the South, awake to glory! A thousand voices bid you rise! Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep! The way to dusty death! Out! Out, brief candle!
He swung the skull in a circle and dramatically pushed it high in the air again. Holt was no longer a county sheriff. He was a shaman. A shaman to be feared. As if from the earth itself, brown bodies began to appear from their positions 50 yards away. One warrior was only 20 yards from their campfire. They seemed mesmerized, stunned by Holt's unexpected performance. Holding the skull with one hand, Holt swung his free hand across the flames, as if caressing to do his bidding. He dropped one of the gunpowder pouches into the fire as he moved. A billow of smoke rose above the fire. Deed kept his attention on the warriors. All but one jumped when the powder went off.
Sampa! Sampa!
Achak stood alone. None of his men responded. Achak's leadership was fragile. His seeming invincibility had been tarnished by the walking white man. Now his warriors were puzzled by this unexpected display. Of courage, yes, but more than that, of the spirit. This white walker was calling forth powers they did not understand. None of the Comanche on the north side made any attempt to attack. But from behind the buffalo wallow, six Comanche warriors rode into view as if on cue, waving their weapons. All were painted with their war medicine.
Open up on them!
Gunfire from the wallow surprised the Comanche. Arrows and bullets flew from the backside, slamming into the saddles and landing in the wallow itself. Deed moved quickly from one side of the wallow to the other, shooting and returning. The Comanche in front remained confused. Three went down as the others sought hiding places. Deed pushed a new reload tube into place with practiced ease. He wondered what had happened to Achak. He had disappeared. As Holt stepped around the far edge of the flame, he jerked and began walking in a strange, halting manner. It was as if he were another person. He pointed at the pale moon and tossed the second pouch into the fire. Across the way, the terrified Indians retreated, all but one. Achak was now clearly visible in the pale moonlight. He was shaking, not in terror, but in absolute anger.
I don't see any of them.
Just keep at it, Malcolm. Keep putting in new loads when you can.
Deed saw what looked like a leg exposed near some mesquite. The result was testimony to the accuracy of his hunch. Deed studied the prairie for more opportunities. So far, the warriors hadn't run. They just hadn't dared. He missed a darting figure.
Help! They're coming in!
From behind him, Tag charged in Rose's direction. The youngest Corrigan brother spun to see two Comanches diving between the saddles and attacking Rose. The dog grabbed the closest Comanche's arm, keeping it from slamming a tomahawk against Rose. But the second Comanche hit the townsman along his right ear with his war club, then again. Rose dropped his gun. Deed Spencer missed. His next shot bored into the first Comanche's head, just in time to keep the warrior from drawing his knife to gut Tag.
Get back, Tag!
Deed fired at the second Comanche. The bullet thudded against a saddle. The second Comanche dove for Deed, swinging his war club. The Indian slammed into him. Stumbling backward, Deed's left hand stopped the downward swing of the warrior's weapon. His open right hand slammed against the warrior's neck like an axe. Deed's left fist followed with a drive into the man's nose. The Comanche's eyes met Deed's as he collapsed. Shaking his head, Deed reloaded his carbine and fired into the bodies of the two downed warriors as Tag came to his side.